Welcome to Jamaica's Promise, the program that highlights all the good things happening at the primary level. This week, we pay a visit to Maxfield Park Primary, fresh after celebrating their 50th anniversary, to hear what was done to honor this momentous occasion. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Maxfield Park Primary was established on January 4, 1963, and has steadily become a pillar of education within the community. Despite being located in one of Kingston's toughest inner-city communities, the school has thrived throughout its 50-year existence, producing several notable Jamaicans, including cultural spokeswoman Amina Blackwood Meeks, video producer Ras Kassa, musician Junior Tucker, and national chess master Dwayne Rowe. One day was simply not enough, so Maxfield Park Primary celebrated its golden anniversary with a week of activities from January 20 to the 25th. Principal of Maxfield Park Primary, Elizabeth Morgan Shaw, gives us a recap.
On Sunday, the 20th, we went to church to give God thanks. So we went to St. Philip's Anglican Church and we had service there. On Tuesday, we had past student and past teachers day. Past students and teachers came in and mingled with the present student, tell them what it was like when they were here and stuff like those.
The children in particular enjoyed the activities on Thursday, January 24th.
On Thursday now, we had sports day, parents sports day in the morning, right? So the parents came in and they participated in sporting activities, hula whooping, all kinds of little things. And then in the afternoon, now we have the Island Special Constabulary, the police band. They came in and joined us in a concert.
But the biggest event was the dinner and awards ceremony held at the Hotel Four Seasons on Friday, January 25th. Several long-serving teachers, some of whom have been at the school for upwards of 30 years, were recognized and awarded. Garnet Alexander has been at Maxfield Park Primary for over 34 years. She shares what has kept her at the school for so long.
When I left college, this is where I came and it becomes home. And I go to love I have a relationship with my teachers. I love to be with the children, especially the smaller ones. And I like the student where you can talk to them, you can mold them, and then at the end of the day, say, Miss, thank you.
Miss Alexander can boast to have taught students who are now lawyers, doctors, teachers, police officers, and more. 22-year employee Alison Dennison Martin says it's a desire to make an impact in the lives of the students that has kept her in the profession.
At the end of the day, you want to do something for them. You want to make sure, say, you don't see them downtown selling bag juice. So you want to make an impact on their lives.
Longest-serving teacher Glenford Adams, whose tenure is not too far off the actual age of the school, says it's just the atmosphere.
The atmosphere is so good that it does feel like this is like a second home.
Of course, the students also participated in the anniversary celebrations, and now we hear from a few of them. Grade 6 student Jamoni shares a verse from a poem she did about Maxfield Park Primary.
Yes, Maxi Park is celebrated 58 strong, golden anniversary in a Kingston 13, from 1963, with dip on the scene. Principal Walker ring the bell, January 4, 1963, for signal, sir, with Dana the community. Parents happy, praise them sing, and so we decided to put two shifty thing.
Here's grade 3 student Narissa with a song about her school.
Together we work, together we build, together we learn. At Maxfield Park Primary School, it's a city earth, 50 years of quality.
And grade 2 student Nicholas just wanted to tell us what he thinks about his school.
Maxfield Park is a nice school and the teachers and teachers here.
That's it for this week's edition of Jamaica's Promise. Join us again next time. If you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary school, email us at radio@jis.gov.jm. Let us know and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Until next time, I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.